Good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming. We are very happy to have you for this this gathering. We are at the same moment we are bidding farewell to our acting secretary, Mr. Logan Hatton, who has done the interim between the former secretary and the present one, and welcoming Mr. Balabaska, our new secretary. And so thank you all for coming tonight. I wanted to maybe introduce to you Mr. Logan Hatton. You have not had maybe the occasion to meet him, but he's been very, very helpful. And in spite of his very heavy schedule at the Pondicherry University, he has always found time to come and facilitate matters for all of it. And so I'll pass the mic to Aster, who wanted to say a few words also about Mr. Logan.
You know, friends, it's I think after quite a while that we're all gathered on this terrace. Our last meeting was a long time back, and it's a very happy occasion that we have both Mr. Logan and Mr. Balabaska here at the same time, which is rather unusual in our long history. Mr. Logan has very warmly and happily supported us the last 4 months, based as he is with his designation at the Pondicherry University. And we are extremely happy that he saw us through, especially through the post-cyclone period. That was a time when he came in for help and did everything he could to assist us. And the fact that he's based at the Pondicherry University right next door to us, that we do hope that he will keep up his contact with us, continue to visit us, and share our growth in the years to come. But we are particularly grateful that this is the first time in these 4 months to help us out. Mr. Balabaska needs no introduction. It's a joy to have him here after a gap of 12 years. And it is almost unusual, in fact, that there should be a second period of living and working with us in our world. We are extremely happy that this has happened, but at the time that he comes, Orwin, his 12 years has obviously taken several steps further. We are gearing up and planning to work towards a further building of the city as the mother had wished it to be, having done the infrastructure. The Mansi Mandir being ready since 2 years is another life that opens up. And that Mr. Balabaska should be here with us to help us along that journey, that's perhaps a special task that the Divine has given to him. And we hope he'll be very happy during his years here. And his wife, Gija, who we all know, is unfortunately she's not able to be present today, but will come shortly. And we extend to him a renewed welcome to help us on this journey. Thank you both for your coming.
I was asked to give
I was asked to put in a word to say welcome to Mr. Balabaska because well, he was here as secretary to the Orville Foundation from October 1996 to October 2001. And it so happened that during the time he was here, I was serving on the working committee then. And there are other members of the working committee who were then, Paul and Meeta, who were here too. And the fact that I accepted to do this speech to really, from the bottom of my heart and whole solely, welcome back Mr. Balabaska, and the fact that the other members of the working committee are here too, I think is really a proof that, we really consider him as a member of the family, and we're really, really happy to have him back with us. Because those years The years when he was here were very, very special for several reasons. We also had the chance at that point to have Dr. Kiri Joshi as the chairman of the governing board and chairman of the IAC, and that was one time where there was so much happening, really something really intense. And Mr. Balabhaskar was here, so he was also participating, contributing, and in that taking a bath in that atmosphere with us. He put his son in an Oroville school. That for me means so much. So much.
People.
Ah, hi. So see, he's here also tonight. And while he's sitting here, he's taking pictures of all of you sitting around us. It's not just... Anyway, so welcome. Welcome back amongst us.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. It's, in fact, first I should thank you for having thought of me to give a farewell, because it was just an additional responsibility. I always used to say in the first meeting itself to the friends whom I met, that like all of you, it was also a honorary worker. I am also a honorary worker for Aravind, because I used to get paid in Pondicherry University. And when I came here, it was a very unique experience. Even though I have been in Pondicherry for the last 6 years, I have been a visitor to Aravind. As you are very strict that very few times I have had opportunity to enter Matrimandir. Most of the times I had to see it from outside. And, whatever little I had, it always used to be a mystery for me. And even when my vice chancellor asked, okay, what exactly Aravind stands for, what exactly it does, I had to say, sir, I have to find out, I have just gone there. I have to find out and I will let you know. It was quite fascinating in the sense that when I came here, it's unique in itself. I could find out there is no other place like Aravind in the whole world. It's unique in every respect. The kind of passion, the kind of great people whom you are individually are and who have chosen to come and settle here. We feel that I belong to this part of Tamil Nadu, I feel it's a great honor that mother and you, all of you thought that choose this place to come and conduct your very unique experiment in human I thank the mother as well as the MHRD for giving me the opportunity to be associated with this experiment for a brief period. Though it was a very brief period, it was quite fascinating and interesting. In the invitation, when they sent me for the farewell, they said, we wish that you continue to be a friend of Aravind always. I am, and I will continue to be. And this also I used to feel as the friends of Aravind is one thing I thought that that has to be strengthened, because I was told that mother visualized this township will one day have about 50,000 population. I am sure that is a very, very distant possibility. And therefore, what is practically possible is to have the friends of Aravind strengthened as a group, probably in a structured manner. Probably you can even think of having one group in each country to start with. It can at least take it up because of the probably that can, to start with, at least they will have a larger family for Aravind who believe in our. The ideas and who want to be there but who can't be physically present here. Well, fortunately, the new secretary, the day I met him, I felt that Aravind is going to be again in very safe hands and a great future for all your endeavors, your vision, your passion. I wish you all the very best. I continue to be in Pondicherry University at least for some time. You are always welcome to come to the university. I also felt that there is a lot of scope for fruitful cooperation between Auroville and Pondicherry University. Lot of things which you do, it's better to have another institution like Pondicherry University, which has a structure in which many of your contributions, many of your work can be documented, can be taken further forward, can be used by the university and the world in general. So there can be a very close cooperation, and whatever little help I can be on this regard, I am always available. And I wish you all the very best. My best.
Well, dear friends, it's great to be back here. I see many old friends' faces here. I also miss the faces of some friends who are not here with us. I don't want to recall all the names who are not here with us now. But,
just have to keep it closer
to
your...
Keep
it closer.
Is it audible? Okay. When I retired from government service, when I was about to retire from government service in 2009, so I was still working with Dr. Karan Singh, because he is also president of the Indian Council for Cultural Relations, and I was the principal financial advisor in the Ministry of External Affairs, and this ICCR is a creature of the Ministry of External Affairs, and I was their financial advisor on their board. So I was working closely with Dr. Karan Singh. So when I went and met him and I told him I am retiring next month, so he asked me, would you like to go back to Auroville? So I think the then secretary was wanting a move from here to Chennai or something like that. So he was asking me, would you like to come? I said, I'll be delighted. There will be nothing more. So I took it as a kind of a call which I must pursue. So then it did not happen. So I went and took up some other assignment. So when this post was advertised, I went and applied for it, and then I think I came back here. It is great to be back here. Only worry I have is that probably expectations are too high. Because there was this famous policeman called K.P.S. Gill. Some of you have been here for long but have heard this name. So he told us a story once that he was famous because he dealt with the Punjab problem, but he was originally in Assam, so there itself he was a legend. So he was telling us that one morning he took a walk from the guest house, he went in the village somewhere. So he overheard two villagers talking. So one villager was saying, this Sadarji who is coming, he says looks like K.P.S. Gill. The other fellow said, no, K.P.S. Gill is much taller. So K.P.S. Gill himself had a doubt whether I am K.P.S. Gill or not. So I hope I am tall enough as you expect me to be. So I pray every morning that I have strong shoulders and I fulfill the expectations that you have of me. So I hope to work together with you in furthering this whatever little way in the ultimate journey that Auroville has to take. So whatever help is needed, I'll be here. I expect to spend all my time here, and we'll work together. Thank you very much for this.
Contact. There's nothing new in Auroville. It's loose contact.
I just thought.
I'm not able to connect. Just
talk. Hello. Yeah. Good. I was just. Eric was asking me whether this is over. I felt that maybe a bit of
interaction, if some people... No interaction. maybe I can start.
Maybe you can get a new mic for the next meeting.
Yes. No, one of the things... Anyhow, that's the first question. No, there was... It's me, I think.
Yeah, it's me.
Okay, yeah. So it's me. That's you.
That's all you.
Tell me things. Okay, so we're going to have a short interaction. And...
Okay. Maybe we can speak loud enough.
Yeah.
And it will help.
Yeah, yeah, put up the mic.
Speak louder.
You can hold the mic.
No, it's not working steadily.
No, if people from Oregon Gathering would like to bring up something.
Is there another one?
Yeah.
Maybe I can say something.
Can you hold it for me?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I just want you to...
The problem is the working committee. There's a problem with the working
collaboration is not yet perfect. Okay. Yeah, it works in this direction. So we'll have a short moment of interaction if people want to share something.
Yeah.
If people would like to say
something, they can use this mic here. When we did not know who would be the next
secretary, there was obviously a kind of, you might say, anticipation or anxious anticipation, because this is a special year. We were under the impression that this year both the governing board and the International Advisory Council would change and a new secretary would come. I just wanted to clarify by looking at the small print and looking at the status of the foundation, there is no such regulation that the present governing board and International Advisory Council could not continue. When we felt it would be a time for a lot of change, and when then it was announced that Mr. Balabhaskar, you might say an old hand in Oroville affairs, would come back, it was sort of a sigh of relief. There is at least one continuity which will see us through this uncertain period in Oroville. And another thing which came up was that it looked to me, for many other indications, with the increase of potential more energy in terms of manpower, in terms of participation from people coming from outside, in terms of a larger funding through governmental and non-governmental sources, would indicate an accelerated growth rate of Oroville. And this growth rate is, I think, directed of moving on with the city building. That was the feeling one would get, and that was also something which the chairman was indicating in the last time. And the last point, which I find very encouraging, and it's particularly for me in a way, because I'm often pointed out of having been instrumental of getting government interception in Oroville years ago, both the present secretary and the governing board, all the members and the chairman have always felt, depending on our capacity to maturely carry Oroville forward, they would be interested in rolling back the government, as it were, or at least make it a collaborative and cooperative thing, so that this image which is still lingering in our mind, here's the government, Oroville, can be erased. I think Mr. Balabhaskar is really the person who can bring this about.
Still 20 minutes if there's anybody would like to bring up something from the community.
Good luck then.
Friends, I don't know the outgoing secretary because I am seeing him for the first time here. But I would like to thank him for his offer of friendship and a very, very valuable suggestions which he is making. For incoming secretary, Dr. Balabhaskar, I think I don't need to introduce myself. For those of you who are not here since, who were not here 12 years ago, I may still think my name is Arya Deep, and I am among those who had the opportunity and the chance to interact and to work with N. Balabhaskar. And I have seen him, and I have seen how Aurobindo felt at ease, at home, in working with him. About 22 years ago, the Aurobindo Foundation came into existence. And in these 22 years, we have seen several secretaries, five, six. My impression is that most of them come here with lot of goodwill, with the intention to do something good. But to turn dream into reality, and especially to deal with human beings, to have a right kind of, to establish the right kind of human interaction is a gift given only to a few and rare person. And if I'm having high opinion for all people who work for Aurobindo, all secretaries, but I would say at this moment that among all the secretaries that I have seen in the last 20 years, Dr. Balabhaskar is the one from whom Aurobindo has not felt alienated, rather they felt attracted. And that is why we are glad and all that he has been invited here again for the second time. One of the things when Balabhaskar was here, he was used to say one thing, that Aurobindo is in a damage control mode. That means that for the unified development of Aurobindo, the area which needed to be protected has to be done in an urgency basis, and we have to protect the area. And I would like to inform Yanu Bhaskar that over the last 12 years, the damage control task is continuing, and we have some successes and we have also some setbacks. But this whole task becomes more important. We realize the relevance of the damage control work when we go beyond and look at the larger picture. Why we want to save our own land? And here, I would like to say one thing, that recently, a scholarly German magazine is publishing a paper of mine under the title, Relevance of Town Planning for Transforming India into Right Kind of Giant, a study in Srebindo's right. And in this paper, it is a long paper, about 12, 15 pages. At one point in the paper,
I have seen one point that in Auroville, I feel as if I am living in an international army headquarters of India. And then I explain that the international population of Auroville has, to a varying degree in various individuals, imbibed the influence of two visionary leaders who stand not only for world progress, world evolution, world transformation, but also for India's progress, India's evolution, India's transformation. And hence, Auroville, if you look at this from this perspective, then we realize the potentiality of this place. And when we realize the potentiality of this place, then we realize the importance of protecting the Auroville, what this place can do for Tamil Nadu, what this place can do for India. And that is why, now when Balabhaskar is back, I hope that the damage control work can again get in full speed, and that during his second tenure, we will be able to offer at the feet of Mother India a unified base for Auroville Universal Township.
I will ask Kali to offer a bouquet made by Palam as a token of gratitude for both secretaries. Thank you.
I just wanted to say that I'm missing Mrs. Bhaskar. Actually, your tenure was very much a family affair, and we would have ideally waited for her to have this, but maybe we should do it one more time when she is here. Thank you and welcome.
Can tell us something about it.
I think Nita wants to say something.
Nita. Yeah.
Come here, Nita.
Sachin, you're ready.
Just wanted to say very briefly that the community, I think, suffered in the last 5 years. And there is healing work to be done. And so one of the special appeals that I would like to make to Mr. Balabhaskar and actually to the entire community is this is an extraordinary opportunity that Mr. Balabhaskar is here, and I think Frederick really set the tone. This is a way that we can actually, the foundation, all the different bodies of the foundation can actually work in cooperation and come towards equality for the next step of Auroville. And for that, I would really appeal to Mr. Balabhaskar. The community has been divided in many ways, and there is a lot of pain because of that division. And I think your being here is a chance, and you can see all the people here today. It's so lovely to see everyone together. And it's just a sign. So if we can go forward together as a community, and your role there is to bring us, to help us come together over, you know, the divisions that have sort of festered over the last few years, for various reasons. I think the role of the secretary is really important, and this is what I think a lot of people are actually, the hopes are of, you know, not that the secretary takes up for all the place, but we come into a real equal functioning of the foundation, and that's what we would expect from you. Thank you.
This being a family affair, and I would very much like, in the absence of this,
in the absence of Mrs. Balabhaskar, maybe we could ask young son of Balabhaskar to say a few things. Let me introduce him, because there has been something which was quite extraordinary. He was a young boy when Balabhaskar came here, and he actually unusually, government service, ICE officer, put his son into the Oriel school, which was not as organized and so on. It was quite wild. I was part of that. I remember once going up with him to Arunachala,
and we got caught in the rain, and he looked a total mess. And
take it.
A total mess, and I didn't know how I'm going to deliver him back to his parents. So it was a risk, we might say, as a parent, it was a risk, you know. Now he is an established lawyer in Madras, and we hope to benefit from his professional skill. And Sachin, you say a few words of your early experience.
We want to see you, please.
It's good to be back.
It's good to be back. Of course, I grew up in Orwell, so I'm interesting, and I've been visiting, so I'm almost an Orwellian. Almost an Orwellian. Put one more category. So anyway, it's good to be back. It's good to be here. When, very fact that so many people have turned up seems a good thing, that they could see Dad back here. And it's great to these things. So thanks a lot. I couldn't come here as often as I would have liked. I used to come, but I just think so. I, hopefully, it'll be more often now that they're here. So.
I just want to give one clarification. I did not put him in an Oravil school. he refused to go to school, and Deepti came and took him in her motorcycle to the Oravil school. That's how he landed up in the Oravil school.
So there will be dinner down there, and everybody is most welcome.
Talk louder.
Dinner downstairs.
I think you need to announce everybody on the mic. Welcome. Not everyone can hear it. Just
Saturday. Let me. For those who.